Now, look, do you have a particular celebrity who you just can't get enough of that you really love to hear about? Certainly in the old days, you'd have to be reading gossip magazines or waiting for news stories. But these days with social media, you can find more out about who you're a fan of, about your celebrity crushes, than you ever could. In fact, you can even engage directly with them. It's kind of a bit of an unprecedented time. You can find out where they're staying, what airline they're flying, even what they've had, usually because they've taken a photo of their food and put it up on Instagram. So having a celebrity crush is nothing uncommon, and actually probably even easier than it used to be. But when does it turn into something a little more obsessive? I'm joined on the phone by Dr. Toni Eger. She's from the Australian National University. We're going to discuss a rather odd little condition known as celebrity worship syndrome. Good morning, Toni.
Good morning to you.
Now, when does being a bit of a fan turn into something a little darker?
Well, in clinical terms, we start getting into pathology where people stop recognising the reality of the relationship they have with the celebrity and start thinking their fantasy is the real relationship, so that they start thinking that they really are Justin Bieber's girlfriend as opposed to just being a fan of Justin Bieber, who has millions of girls thinking that he is their boyfriend.
So it's about that disconnect from the reality of the relationship.
Well, in terms of when that starts being called obsessive or, you know, pathology, that is when we start seeing that that kind of mental illness component to it. A lot of what is talked about in terms of obsessive behaviour tends to be more a misunderstanding of where the line of, you know, the social norms of how you should treat celebrities. So how far should a person intrude into the private life of a celebrity is one of these fuzzy areas, because the private life of celebrities is so visible, and it's part of the price of fame is that their private life does become this sort of public thing to be consumed. So how far then can the audience intrude into the private life of the celebrity?
Now, look, one of the more famous examples of this is John Hinckley Jr. and his obsession with Jodie Foster that led up to the attempted assassination of then-President Ronald Reagan. That's obviously a fairly extreme case.
Well, yes, that's where we start looking at the sort of pathology, mental illness end of things. So there's been numerous cases of celebrity obsessions resulting in either the, you know, Jodie Foster, apparently Ronald Reagan was a risk to her, but in other cases, stalkers have attempted to kill the celebrity obsession, because if they couldn't have them, no one could. So this, so there is this idea of it can get very, very dangerous. But also, in terms of those kinds of behaviours and that kind of pathology, that sense of stalking behaviour, there's actually more of that happens to non-famous people. So regular people become the crushes of people in these kinds of states who think they're in relationships who actually aren't. So the ones that get reported most in the media are the ones that these kind of celebrity stalkers get reported a lot more than regular people.
Well, that might be part of the problem, isn't it? I mean, we're so obsessed with celebrity, it's not surprising that that can turn into a, well, edge into pathology at times.
Well, there's always that sort of gruesome fascination. So the meltdown of Brangelina is just as fascinating as the romance of Brangelina. So it's extremely entertaining, and it does give everyone a sort of baseline topic of conversation beyond just the weather. Everyone knows who Brangelina is, so if you can always talk about Brangelina if you have nothing else to say. But you know that's considered the normal end of sort of celebrity worship, this ability to talk about celebrities, whereas wanting to kill either Angelina or Brad because they've done wrong to each other, and that's just not right. That is, you know, your mental illness ends of that's not how the world and people should work.
What about, and again, that sort of non-pathological side of it, where people just are, we've got all this access to celebrities' lives. Are we seeing people just getting a bit too obsessed with checking in, making sure they know all the details of what's happening with the latest Kardashian that we're talking about? I mean, are we seeing a kind of a rise of that level?
Well, that bit I don't know about because I haven't done research in that area. But there's two sort of sides to this. There is, am I obsessed with the Kardashians? Or do I need to know that information or to be able to interact with other people in my life? Is that, you know, the kind of stuff we talk about with my friends? So I need to know about the Kardashians, otherwise I won't fit in with my friends. If that makes sense.
It does make sense. It's an interesting one. Do you think technology and the kind of rise of social media is definitely contributing to these issues?
Well, it's making celebrities more accessible, and the question becomes, you know, how much choice do the celebrities have in how much of their private life is made public? And if they're putting it up on social media, does that mean that it's okay for people to use it to track them down in real life? So if just because Justin Bieber posts up a thing of him taking his mum out to a restaurant for some anniversary, does that mean that he's actually inviting his fans to turn up to dinner with his mum?
I'm going to go on a limb and say no.
Well, you know, for most people would say no, but for a lot of fan groups, particularly ones that are socializing around the particular celebrity, there is sort of an entitlement that we are such big fans and we support you no matter what and we buy all your stuff, that they feel somewhat more entitled to engage on a personal level and turn up in person to these kinds of more private kinds of activities of the celebrity.
The entitlement's an interesting angle on that. Sort of, you know, I've done this, you definitely owe me.
Yeah, there's sort of this social contract that gets built between the fan and the celebrity. And, you know, sometimes the celebrity's sitting there going, no, just no.
Tony, it's an interesting one. Thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Tony Eager. She's a lecturer at ANU. We're talking about celebrity worship syndrome and its many, many effects. Do you have someone who, well, hopefully you're not on the pathological side of it, but do you have someone who you just can't hear enough of? Let us know. Jump on Twitter at 2SER. Tell us who your celebrity crush is that you have to check in on and find out what they've been doing, if indeed you have any of them.